This year's Burren Slow Food Festival will celebrate the rich food culture of the Burren. A series of events will be broadcast on Facebook from this evening until the 5th of May at 7pm. And that's each evening. And each event will be wrapped up with traditional Irish music performed by some of the Burren's finest local musicians. I'm joined on the line this morning by Tino O'Dwyer, Tourism Space and host of the event, and by Nuala Mulqueeney, Managing Director of Isle We Cave. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good to talk to you. If we can start off with yourself, Nuala, directly involved in this. Unfortunately, last year, no time to organise an event because of COVID. This year, going online and going all out as well.
Oh yeah, it's going to be a wonderful 7 evenings of online entertainment, you know. I believe, Pat, that, you know, there's so much to learn about the food offering in the Burren. We know at Isle We, for example, we've been making cheese for over 35 years, and I can assure you there's still loads and loads of people who don't realise that, you know.
Yes.
And we have a lovely collaboration going on with the Darvins of Carrickconnell up at the top of the valley, and we're not the only ones. As I say, we could fill 2 weeks nightly of great collaborations between chefs and producers and distillers and all kinds of things up here in North Clare, do you know? So, no, it's going to be lovely. And the idea of having a little musical interlude at the end as well is just, it feels so right, really.
You're dead right. Some people, and many people, mightn't realise what's in the Burren. I mean, from beef to the Flankishore oysters to the, of course, Isle We cheese. It's right across the board, so much there. Tina O'Dwyer from the Tourism Space, a busy week ahead, and it's all about showcasing the Burren. And of course, the theme of this year's festival is the Fertile Rock, which of course is the Burren.
That's it, absolutely. It's going to be busy and it's going to be great. In a way, Nuala's a great lady for speaking about the silver linings of COVID, you know. One of the things, because the festival isn't going ahead, is it's given us a chance to sit back and have a chat with people and understand a bit more about the why behind it and the how behind it, you know, how it's come about. Like you say, the Fertile Rock, some people think that's a marketing slogan, but really it's a phrase that was coined by the Cistercian monks way back in the 10th century when Kirkmurroe Abbey was built. And it's engraved almost on the wall there. There's a modern day sign there, but there's also an engraving in Latin of, you know, St. Mary of the Fertile Rock that the Abbey is dedicated to. And they were known for choosing places where they could have solitude and connect with nature, but also where they could sustain themselves. And that idea of, you know, food and food production is so wrapped up in what the Burren is and has always been. And like you said there, that's often a surprise to people. So I think that the chats and the conversations and the people and the relationships will be really interesting, you know, to hear and to listen to. And it's not often we get the opportunity to do that, really.
And Nuala, on the whole background to the Slow Food Festival, Birgitta Curtin, of course, was it 15 or 16 years ago now at this stage. How important do you believe, Nuala, this has been for the, and we've been talking about tourism products so many of us so many times this morning, but the tourism product of the Burren and the area and all that goes on there?
It's you know, it's hugely important. It's our DNA, really, and the whole idea of, you know, being able to put a meal together or snacks together or for whatever you know, whatever event that's coming up, that we can do it within a 20-30 kilometre radius, you know, from vegetables to meat to everything on your plate, really. Do you know what I mean? It is amazing, do you know? The one thing I would say about all these people that you'll hear the conversations with, they rarely say, no, it can't be done. Do you know what I mean? They are innovative, they are shapeshifters, and if anything has proven that, the last 12 months have proven that. Do you know what I mean? That, you know, we used to talk a little bit, maybe, dare I say, glibly about collaborations and that sort of thing, Pat, but, you know, when the shoulder was to the wheel and when we had nothing else, you know, we said to ourselves, yes, this collaboration, now we've talked about it for long enough, so you won't let your neighbour down. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
And it comes back to the whole helping each other out, the whole mail. We've grown up with it, do you know what I mean? And it's now just a different way of looking at it, do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Whereas before you might have been, you know, meeting in the bogs and that sort of thing and all the rest of it, which is just a change as society and culture changes as well.
Of
but but with the same basic collaboration at its core, you know.
Collaboration, Tina, that is the buzzword, of course. This is quite a large number of producers working together, not just doing their own thing, but working together. And it's not just, they're supporting each other, obviously, but obviously promoting the Burren and County Clare as well.
Yeah. I recoil a little, you know, when you hear the word buzzword. It has become a buzzword, and equally so has sustainability become a buzzword. And I do kind of shudder a bit when I hear that in relation to the Burren in particular, because they have been collaborating around the very ethos of sustainability. Like you say, the Burren Slow Food Festival started 15 years ago, long before it was a buzzword, and the Burren Food Trail started maybe, I'm going to say 2013, and it grew out of a sustainable ecotourism network, and it grew out of wanting to collaborate for the greater good of the destination. You put your finger on it there. These businesses and individuals, and they're not all tourism businesses. For example, in the Slow Food Festival now, we'll meet Michael, who's a lobster fisherman, for example, and Kira, who works with oysters, and we meet Dermot, the cheesemaker, and all of that. But tourism, to an extent, in a place like this, becomes everybody's business. And like you say, they're great for collaborating for marketing. I think this group that is working together in the Burren, not just the food producers, but the wider tourism industry, have, you know, they've made a big impact this year, Trinula said, right throughout COVID, because they already had the basis for collaboration in place, and they were able to capitalize on it. So I find it's way more than a buzzword here. It's absolutely the substance of what they do. And I've been chatting with some of them, you know, before the festival, and I might say the words, you know, why do you do it this way? And it's almost like, well, what other way would you do it? And it's absolutely in their DNA, you know, it really is. And I'd say that hand on heart.
It's going to work, Nuala, in pairings. Who are you paired with for this particular event?
Well, our Burren Gold cheese can only be made with milk, obviously, and cow's milk, and that has always come from Darvin's dairy farm up in Carrickconnell, which I actually clocked it because I knew you were going to ask me. It is just between 5 and 6 kilometres from here, and that has been the way since day one. The people before me, Susan and Roger Johnson, you know, and John Darvin, they got together. John might have had a bit more than his quota, do you know, at that time when milk quotas were in fashion that time, and what was he to do with it? And then it was decided that we'd start making a nice Gouda style cheese here, you know, and I'll tell you, like the swallows and the cuckoo, it just starts to happen every April, you know what I mean? It is such a fine pairing, you know, and I'm sitting upstairs now and I can see the lads, and what time is it? In about an hour's time now they'll be cutting the curd. And that started about 2 weeks ago, and it's great to see it happening again, do you know? And so that's who we'll be paired with. And but like I say to you, there's many, many pairings there. I think we're starting tonight with Brigitte and the Burren smoked salmon with Gregan's Castle, again another neighbour across the valley from us, do you know what
yes.
I mean?
So Robbie McCauley, the chef, the head chef,
that's right,
in Gregan's,
right,
paired
yeah.
up with Brigitte and yourselves and Davern. That is, of course, and you mentioned Roger and your own dad as well, that is one of those long lasting collaborations. That's going back 3-4 decades now, is it?
It is. I have a feeling that one of my daughters will be helping us out when we finally get to reopen now, so I know what age I'm going to be this year, so, and I know what age I was in 1976 when the cave opened, so it's thank God it's what kept me and my family in the region, and I think I'm echoing the same for a lot of people. We might go for a while, do you know what I mean?
Yes.
But bring back the skills as well, because a lot of these chefs that we'll come across as well, and the farmers and the innovators, you know, they've maybe gone for a while and learned a few skills and are applying them to the region, to the benefit of the region. It's all good, Pat.
Well done. I'll hold on to Tina for a moment if I can, Nuala, but thank you very much for your time this morning. These events, of course, will be available online each evening from this evening until the 5th on YouTube as well, burren.ie, all the details there. Nuala Mulqueenie, thank you very much for your time this morning, Managing Director, of course, of Isle Wee Cave. Thanks indeed, Nuala. Tina, if I can just keep you for a few moments, and, you know, an information session taking place in relation to this new Shannon Estuary Way Destination Development Programme. That's taking place today. What is this and how important is it to us?
Yeah, so on a new topic, this is a new destination development program that has been put together and made possible by Clare Local Development Company and West Limerick Resources. And it's the Shannon Estuary Way was a new route created in 2019 by Fáil to Ireland as an incentive to kind of loop off the Wild Atlantic Way. And COVID interrupted, of course, developments on that. But now we're picking that up again with a view to getting, you know, communities and businesses along the route, both in Limerick and Clare and the beginnings of Kerry there, North Kerry, to really raise awareness of that, foster collaboration and bring those experiences out there as well.
Are you confident that there will be a significant economic benefit to the area, to the region, to County Clare as well?
I would think so, yes. We were talking about it the other day. I suppose to, as we emerge now from COVID, and the type of experience that Shannon Estuary Way is offering is, you know, aligning really closely with what we know visitors are looking for. You know, getting off the beaten track, getting close to nature, meeting locals, uncovering the traditions of local areas. And even for me, who I grew up in Limerick and I live in Clare, I was surprised to understand the very unique traditions that exist that are shaped by the river and caused by the river on the Shannon Estuary Way. It's kind of hidden even to us in Clare and Limerick. So, I think the offering is distinctive, and it's a really good complement to, let's say, here in Clare, the Burren has a pretty unique identity. East Clare and Lough Derg have a strong identity. Loughead has come up strong, and Ennis. And Shannon Estuary Way, again, is distinctive but very complementary to all those places. So, yeah, I'm very optimistic.
They all work together, of course. I mean, there'll have to be some work done. Needless to say, it's all part of the plan, presumably. It will be marketed, presumably, Tina, in the same way as, you know, the Burren Way or the Wild Atlantic Way or other products like that.
Absolutely, yeah. It's presented as a route, but a slow route, if that makes sense. Kind of take your time and uncover and discover it. So it's a loop off the Wild Atlantic Way, but a different experience to that. So we'd be saying it's a bit like the Serene Shannon meeting the Wild Atlantic. It's giving a visitor the option of those two types of experiences. And like I say, it was created by Fáil to Ireland, so they would be supporting that, and the tourism campaigns that are in place in both Limerick and Clare, which are strong this year, you know, coming out COVID, they're really very strong, and they'll feature on that as well.
It sounds wonderful. It's great. It's another product, of course, that which we can show off and come to Clare, and hopefully people will use as well. Thank you very much for your time, Tina, on the Slow Food Festival and on that as well, on the Shannon Estuary Way. Thank you very much.
7 p.m. tonight. 7 p.m. Tune in on Facebook.
Of course, yes. Burren.ie on Facebook, on YouTube as well. And it sounds like it's going to be wonderful. A lot of hard work has gone into it. Thank you once again, Tina.
Thanks so much for letting people
know.
Not
a bother. Delighted. Thank you very much indeed. Burren.ie, all the details there for you.